This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Chhattisgarh and Telangana today. He will dedicate and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects. The Prime Minister will dedicate to the nation the steel plant established by the National Mineral Development Corporation, NMDC, at Nagarnar in Bastar district in Chhattisgarh. Built at a cost of about 24,000 crore rupees, the integrated steel plant will produce high-quality steel. Mr. Modi will lay the foundation stone for the upgradation of Jagdalpur railway station and also dedicate to the nation the new rail line between Antgarh and Taroki and the double rail line project between Jagdalpur and Dantewada. In Telangana, the Prime Minister will dedicate a new railway line between Manoharpad and Siddipet as well as electrification between Dharmbad, Manoharbad and Mehboobnagar and Kurnool. He will also dedicate various developmental programs worth 8,000 crore rupees from Nizamabad. The Prime Minister will dedicate to the nation the state-of-the-art 800 MW NTPC power station at Ramagundan. A team of Election Commission of India under the leadership of Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar will review the poll preparedness in Telangana for next 3 days. The members of the poll today team will hold meetings with political parties this afternoon and further with enforcement agencies. It will be given presentations of poll preparedness by district collectors and superintendents of police tomorrow. The team will have a meeting with the State Chief Secretary and the Director General of Police on the last day. The assembly elections are due in Telangana by the end of this year. In Telangana, the Jan Sena Party will contest 32 out of 119 assembly seats in the upcoming elections. Actor-turned-politician Pawan Kalyan's party will be contesting a majority of the seats located in and around Greater Hyderabad Municipal Corporation limits besides Khammam and Nalgonda districts. The party announced this last evening in Hyderabad. A special cell of Delhi police has arrested the National Investigation Agency's NIA's most wanted and suspected ISIS terrorist Shehnawaz from Jaitpur in South Delhi. Apart from him, two persons carrying bounty on their heads by the National Investigation Agency were also arrested. The anti-terror agency had placed a reward of 3 lakh rupees on the arrested terrorist Shehnawaz, who hails from southeast Delhi, who is also wanted in the Pune ISIS case. Addressing a press briefing, Special Commissioner of Police H.S. Dhaliwal said bomb-making literature sent from Pakistan-based handlers and other incriminating materials were recovered from Shehnawaz hideouts. The accused have been sent to 7 days of police custody. In Jammu and Kashmir, Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha attended the Sanskriti Mahotsav, featuring prominent folk dancers of Karnataka, at Srinagar yesterday. He welcomed the artists from Karnataka to the Union Territory and commended the endeavour of the J&K Academy of Art, Culture and Languages to promote rich diversity and uniqueness of ageless Indian culture. Mr. Sinha said, "Our prime objective is to popularise cultural diversity and reconnect the young generation with incredible arts and performing art forms of the country." He said, such events are finest examples of Ek Bharat, Shreshth Bharat and bring greater peace, prosperity and happiness in society. Telangana State Government has constituted the second Pay Revision Committee, PRC, to make recommendations for new pay scales to the state government employees. Chief Minister K. Chandrasekhar Rao has announced the decision yesterday in Hyderabad. The two-member committee has been advised to submit its report in 6 months. And in Asian Games 2023, Hangzhou, India bagged 3 silver and 4 bronze medals on day 9. With this, the overall tally of the country rose to 60 medals, 13 gold, 24 silver and 23 bronze. India currently stands at the 4th position on the scoreboard. In badminton, PV Sindhu, a 2-time Asian Games bronze medalist, and HS Pranoy will start their singles campaign. And that is the end of this news bulletin.